What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Now, you went with the singer thing where you plug one ear to hear yourself better, even though we have
in-ears already.
We have earbuds on.
Right.
Did Jeremy turn the music off for you while you did that sketch?
No.
It was on.
It was completely on, yeah. Yeah, and, I know. Impressive.
While you were doing the scat, the music was still on.
I believe so.
Okay.
Al, you said you loved that one?
One of the worst.
Okay, all right. Spitballers episode 213. I view this show through a single lens, okay? And it is before 212 and after 212. We are living in a post-defeating Al Borland time of life, and it is the meadows. They're filled with flowers.
We're winners.
Ask me if I cared how that scat went.
Jason, did you care about that scat?
What scat? What? It doesn't even matter.
Because it's post-212.
It's post-212, baby.
We don't care about things anymore.
Before Al and after Al.
That's right. Don't care about nothing.
Would you rather? That's a great question. And we are drafting the coolest fictional monsters on today's show. So that is a, there's a lot. There's a lot to choose from. Like just picking four monsters.
It'll be difficult. Some could be real. I'm sure there's some on your list that maybe you do believe they're real.
You're saying because they haven't been discovered.
Yeah, these are.
Some of them have been discovered.
Yeah, these are monsters that like they're allegedly fictional.
Right, allegedly fictional because of the cover up.
Yes.
I'd be curious to find out what you guys select. Jason will have the first pick today. You can find us on Twitter at SpitballersPod, Instagram.com/SpitballersPod, and join thespit.com if you want to support the community. Send in your, we're always eager to have your draft ideas, your would you rather questions, any suggestion you have at all.
Your scat ideas?
Yeah. Yeah, those would be.
Was that from a listener or was that a Jason?
Oh, you could have blamed a listener.
Totally a listener. Yeah. That one was not my fault at all. It was listener BG2223.
Nice. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Really good work.
Thank you.
All right. Well, anything else?
Could have gone Fred.
Yeah, but there's too many usernames for that to work.
All right. Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
Kyle from the website, would you rather discover and explore an ancient pyramid or an old shipwreck?
Ooh. Can you? First of all, education time.
Always.
I think
here on the Spitballers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're, this is listed as an educational podcast,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Three credits.
There are insides to pyramids?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, like, right.
Do you
That's
know?
What I'm saying.
Okay. No, okay, so educational. Do you know the
It's like a tomb, right?
Yes.
It's a giant tomb. But
so if you know it's a tomb, you know that someone goes in the tomb.
Well, people go in a grave doesn't mean you could explore in the grave.
You could if you got a shovel.
Look, my ambiguity around the pyramid's insides, as Jason said, is how spacious are they? Like, are we talking a couple narrow hallways and a tomb, or is there a lot of, those pyramids are gigantic. This is not like a Costco, right? Like there's not a lot of, space.
There's some space.
They're not vaulted ceilings, are they?
What's the lighting like in there? They got a lot of skylights?
Very minimal. Pitch darkness. And they got like fake doors, and I think there's booby traps and things.
Well, there's definitely booby traps. You don't build a tomb and just let people come through scot-free. You got to get them.
Yeah, because killing others is the key to a good tomb. Well, look, here's the thing.
I got to protect my final resting place.
Do you?
Oh, for sure. If you're building a pyramid
yeah.
Yes, yeah. You don't get a pyramid and not care about your final resting place. It's kind of really important.
Do you
to you
realize?
At that point.
And I don't have any sort of actual like weights and measures to explain all of this, but I had watched some recent videos about the creation of the pyramids, and it's perplexing how
the aliens came.
I mean, it really, like, the argument that the aliens built the pyramids might be the most logical of the other arguments, because the only thing that I could conclude after realizing how precise, because the pyramids are precise, right? And they have massive, massive stones that are difficult to move anyways, right? Like, it doesn't make any sense that we could have moved them. And then they have to be placed so precisely that, look, a pyramid, you're off a little bit, and it doesn't go up to a point, right? Like, it has to be mathematically perfect.
You can't just fudge that into place.
No, you
it's
can't
just
like
it's not a 2x4, and you give it a little hip check, and
this
it slides
is not like
right
when
in.
When I hang a picture on the wall and I put about four different nail holes before I find the right one. What I'm saying though is that I think what happened is there is a technology that we have developed and lost. That's my final conclusion.
Something like a crane?
No, not like a crane. Like, there's some form of moving heavy objects or precisely placing them that we invented, and we being the world, humans.
Right.
And then we've lost it to time.
It was...
Do you think the secret is buried inside the pyramid?
It might be. Or the secret...
A bunch of cranes in there?
The secret also might be just... treat humans horrifically bad and force them to do things against their will.
I don't think slave labor is the only explanation.
Yeah, there is some there's some magic to the specificities, but I am looking at an inside layout map
of a pyramid?
The pyramids.
Is there booby traps?
For sure.
Yes,
they're
okay.
Everywhere. But I will say this.
Can't step anywhere without stepping into a booby trap.
There is, the majority of the insides is solid.
Yes.
So there's like tiny hallways and corridors leading up to the king's chamber. That is not a place I want to be.
You wouldn't want to explore this.
No, I would not want to explore this. You know what pirate ships have?
Booty.
Pirate treasure.
You know what's...
Yeah, but
you're
got,
also underwater.
Yeah, you got to get in a scuba suit.
Maybe.
It doesn't say
I found it at the bottom of the sea. What if I'm on a...
It's a shipwreck.
Yeah. Shipwrecked into an island. It's like, check this island out. Oh, there's a shipwreck there ashore. The ship washed ashore.
Okay.
And
all
boom,
right.
Bam.
All right. I mean, Mike, genuine answer for you. Would you rather explore a shipwreck? Now, look, Jason... I'm not letting you off the hook for this on the island shipwreck, because if it's on the island and it's been there a while,
that's a parked ship.
Yeah, and
it's
there's
not wrecked.
No, I'll let it be on the island, but I just want you to know when you discover it, there will be spider webs and spiders all up in that thing.
That's true.
If it's on the island,
island spiders.
Island yeah. spiders can get big.
They really can.
Human sized.
Let's not get out of control here. We're not to the monster draft yet.
You've seen what island was that?
Spider Island.
No. It's not
Madagascar. Giant Spider Island.
Dang it. I can't think of the island where all the size of the animals got thrown off because it was a completely isolated island.
Is this fictional?
No, it's got the pygmy elephants.
Really?
Yeah.
The size of the animals on the island got thrown off.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because of what?
Because they were the island was completely isolated.
So okay,
so it had a different
so they
so
like
too small.
I'm looking it up. Okay. You guys talk.
So they well, it would have to be too small if they all adjusted to the small size.
I don't know how fascinated I really am with the innards of the pyramid. And I feel like that's the more rare, the obviously as far as, you know, human historical significance, it's far
You'll
bigger.
You'll find treasure in both of these.
Sure. But I don't care about the insides of the pyramid. I like just on a personal level.
Sure.
I care about the outside of the pyramid. I want to see it, but I don't want to go in it. A pirate ship, I would rather be in than see from a distance. I want to explore a pirate ship. So that's the easy answer for me. And you know what? I won't even go to the parked pirate ship on the tropical awesome Spider Island.
You'll go underwater.
I'm going underwater because, you know, I recently not, you know, super recently, but like a year ago or so, went, and I know this is very different, but I went snorkeling. So I'm up at the surface of the water.
Yeah.
But I thought snorkeling would be something I would not care about. Just boring. You're just, you're skimming the surface of the water, just looking underwater. Like, so what?
How was it?
Freaking incredible. It was unbelievable.
There you go.
And I mean, the life that was all around everything that was sunken, like if there, went where I was, there was a sunken something like an anchor and all this life and fish all around it. It was just really, it blew my mind.
So you would enjoy.
That thought I wouldn't like it, the shipwreck. Loved it. Yeah. And I think I would really enjoy scuba diving,
oh,
even though.
Sure.
And there's no sharks in the pyramid, though.
There's no sharks in the pirate ship either. It's very, I'm inside the ship, safe. Don't
have you seen the Chipmunk Adventure?
I haven't. Are there sharks in the pirate ship?
There's definitely a shark.
Mike, I know you shared that there's this this dwarfism.
Yes.
On animals on this island. How do we know that they didn't start on the island and just get bigger everywhere else?
I do not know.
Okay.
I'm the
final vote. I'm going to go pyramid. Mike?
I think it just comes down to the prestige. If you explore a pyramid, the curse of the mummy, I mean, like if you open up the sarcophagus, there
right.
is a great chance that you're going to perish.
It's 50-50 on the cursing. Yeah.
Dude, this is a monster draft episode.
Pirates, now.
They curse you as well, though, right?
Do they?
Davy Jones's locker or something?
Well, that's just a metaphor for I'm going to throw you into the ocean.
With a curse.
I don't think there's curses involved with pirates. Not a lot of witches on those pirate ships.
Again, I know the Pirates of the
Tortuga?
Caribbean, they've added in curses and stuff, but that's new. That's new wave pirates.
All right. This is,
that's,
I think, as far as we can go on this one.
I'm going with
final
the
answer.
I'm going with the pirate ship. I feel like if you explore a pyramid, there's going to be, like, appropriately so, the culture where that pyramid belongs, they're going to say that this stuff belongs to...
You're consecrating the dead.
Like, well, it's their stuff.
Yeah.
If it's a pirate ship, I was going to say it was not marked. It's now, this is my pirate gold.
They probably stole it anyways.
Yeah, you didn't steal it. You found it.
Yeah. I'm about to Robin Hood.
How many layers of something being stolen until it doesn't belong to the original owner?
Ooh. I think two.
Two?
Two?
Yeah. I just got to steal from the thief it's mine.
So wait, if I take your mug and then Al takes it from me.
That's Al's. That's Al's mug.
Oh, that's one then.
No,
that's
I
only
feel like
one
that's
step.
Two. You stole first.
And he stole second.
He stole second.
Two. So you could... Oh, man.
Yeah. I think
that's tough.
Yeah.
Is that how it works in a pawn shop? When they turn stuff into a pawn shop and you go and buy it from them?
You just need deniability that you did not steal from the original
owner. They
didn't
steal it. They paid for it in the pawn shop.
That's right. They purchased what is now
so
rightfully theirs.
Wait, what if I want my thing back?
What if you rob someone, but you just leave a fiver? Now, like, perhaps this item was worth $500, but I left you money.
You should always do that.
I paid for this item.
You should always do that for when you get caught. So you can tell the judge that you thought you were buying it.
Not only that.
I thought we agreed to a fair price of $5.
When you get
with a contract.
When you
write
get
up
caught,
a contract.
Yeah. If you get caught, instead of going to jail, you get your money back. Right? Like, I'm not giving this back for free. I left you $5.
Yeah.
Here's your television. Give me my $5.
That's actually this
just,
is
just be irate. It didn't work anyways.
This is new wave.
Just give me my $5 and I'll be on my way.
Thievery.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to a would you rather question from James on Patreon. Would you rather eat a soft shell taco or a hard shell taco?
Ooh, that's a really straightforward question.
Okay. I was waiting for the twist.
So it's Tuesday night.
Taco Tuesday.
What are you doing? How are you getting in on that?
Taco Tuesday.
This is one of the hardest questions we've had on the Spitballers.
Is it really?
It is because
I feel like everyone has. You got your
go-to,
your majority shell.
The problem is, I'll just say my piece. I prefer the crunch of a taco, a crunchy taco.
Okay,
but half of the time, crunchy tacos let me down because they just get destroyed.
They
You put one chomper on that thing, and now I've got pieces. Now I've got a taco salad in my lap. And so in that case, I'm like, just give me the soft taco. It's not as good, but it's never going to let me down.
The amount of times like I've had a forced conversion into a taco salad due to a hard taco.
It's about half of
it's about half of the hard tacos. I will go with the soft shell taco. That's my favorite. I feel like it's more consistent, like you said. It's very easy to eat. It's one of the easiest to eat.
Very portable.
Now, there is, I think, an answer to this question that goes beyond soft versus hard, and it's the pinnacle. In the Moore household, we take a soft corn tortilla.
Okay.
And you lightly fry it up.
Okay.
It does not become a hard taco. It just becomes a fried soft shell.
Medium?
It's not, it's still
does
soft.
Does it look like a burrito at the end?
No. It's taco size.
Because that's what you're supposed to do. Like a true soft tortilla, you are supposed to give it a little bit of a fry.
If you fry up a soft tortilla, there
it's
is
delicious.
No one that should pick anything else. A fried soft tortilla is, that was okay. A chef's kiss.
For those,
it was a real kiss. Is what that was.
Yes.
I guess I've always been a soft shell guy. Now, you can't hear the ocean in it like you can a hard taco.
Wait, can you put the taco up to your ear and
you can
hear
a hard
ocean?
Shell, yeah.
Okay.
Can you call it a shell if it's a soft taco? I feel like that's not a soft shell. That's just like a soft taco.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Where do you land, Mike?
The thing is, you can get the soft taco. It's easier to eat. And then there's chips. And
so you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you can crunch, and if you want to get wild, put a chip in the left hand, put the taco in the right.
You can combo
and
them
then just
in the mouth.
Double stuff.
Yeah, okay. I mean, all you reminded me of there is the double decker, which is so good.
Oh, the Taco Bell?
Yeah, the Taco Bell double decker. It's answering this question with why not both?
Yeah, they did ask that question. They've answered a lot of questions
and you
about
wanna
tacos.
Know, they've done great work over there. Not a sponsor. Should be a sponsor. Reach out, Mr. and Mrs. Taco Bell. I've never had a double decker that becomes a taco salad in my lap.
Now the
because the double
the
decker has
like,
the soft on the outside.
Oh, soft's on the outside, so it's a hard
it's reinforced
shell.
with a shell that's going to hold together.
Right, a net, a little soft shell
sure,
net,
yeah.
Soft shell net, and then they take the hard crunchy taco. They put, I believe it's beans. I believe
oh,
they
in
put,
between them.
In
yeah.
between,
wait, that's like the glue.
It's the glue. It's
yeah. The paste.
The bean glue.
There you go. Yeah, bean paste.
Bean paste, and then soft shell, and it's.
It's pretty good.
Mwah! Chef's kiss.
You just you don't have
and it
words
does come
today.
Out as bean paste. All right.
That's true.
Which of these two should I go with here, Al? I haven't looked at them yet.
The next one's a food one, so if you don't want to do another food one, go to the last one.
Rich from Patreon, would you rather be an old wizard or a young knight?
Oh. That's the easiest question of all time.
Yes.
Wait, you're both choosing young knight?
No.
Why would we do that? One of these has magic.
Yes, one of them has magic, and
feel like a wizard probably spends most of their time doling out wizard advice.
Do you know
people
who would
come for advice?
Win in a fight between a knight and a wizard, it would never be the knight.
It's not; they're not fighting. It's what you want to be.
I want to be the winner of the fight.
over the summer, my family and I we took a vacation. We went to Iceland. And
okay.
We checked it out. And
it's down the street. Got it.
Yeah. I mean, just a little stroll. But part of that, you know, I love when you go somewhere, you want to learn about the place. So they had some museums and we went, learned about the history of Iceland, just some fascinating stuff. And I mean, they're up in the Nordic area. So a lot of Viking stuff going on. And at the end of the museum, they have just like an area where you can put on, you know, basically like looking like Viking stuff. So I put on a chainmail, a real chainmail vest.
Mithril?
Yeah. Is that? Well, I thought mithril was the material.
Yeah, it is. And it's also, it's not real. Go on.
So, yeah, I was going to say this.
I know the word. What's that, like Lord of the Rings stuff?
Yes, it is. It's a Lord of the Rings.
All right, well, whatever it was, a steel.
I would just go with what you said you put on, which is chainmail. That's what it is.
But it was like, it was long, you know, very, very long.
A dress.
And
chain gown.
yes, but you could not sleep with this thing. It was so freaking heavy, and this was just the mail. This was
not the armor.
This
on
was
top.
Not plate armor. This was a an absolute, once it was on, it was like, oh, I guess I wear this forever, because you have the tiny little hole that for your head, it does not stretch, and this thing weighs probably 50 pounds.
And then you got to put armor on top. So what you're saying
I'm telling you, I don't know. That was my takeaway after I put that on, and I'm holding a real weighted sword, is I don't know how anybody did this.
They all fought at 1 mile an hour.
Just to move, just to take a few steps wearing all of that stuff, you would have been exhausted.
So most knights either, I mean, they had to wear this heavy armor.
Yes.
And it seems like they died a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly from exhaustion.
Knights served for being killed. That was their job. This is why most knights have a horse. They can't walk, so they need to be carried.
But the horses sometimes wear armor, too.
Yes.
They are fine animals, these horses.
But even sitting on a horse, weighing that, can we look up, like, can we try and find how much is a suit of armor? What was the average weight? And then imagine wearing that. And just, even if a horse is carrying you, just the core strength it would take to hold yourself up is ridiculous.
Yeah, and I don't know how many great things there are. Like, the perks of being a knight. You get prestige, right? People look
you
up
do.
To you. It's certainly an honorable status.
As long as you're not a bootleg knight.
And they're the only ones with the round tables, right? Because everybody else has square.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They want to fit all of Arthur and his friends at the table. And usually you're going to get the fair maiden, right?
I don't think
the old wizard
is
really pulling in the maidens.
It's the old maiden.
Right.
By the way, are there young wizards or do they start old? Like, can you not become a wizard until you turn 80?
There is a lot of education that goes into becoming a wizard.
You ever seen a...
Well, it's like getting a doctorate.
But a lot of them.
You ever seen a beardless wizard?
No.
Never.
No. As soon as you get magic, the beard grows.
And does it instantly turn gray?
For sure. It's a gray-bearded wizard. That's what a wizard is, unless you're in Harry Potter. But I do think that the perks that come with being a wizard are far more. Far more. First of all, I don't think they...
Do they die?
No, that's what I was going to say.
I was going to ask.
You don't die of old age as a wizard. You just don't. You can
stop that?
No, you just keep aging and stay alive.
Okay, so
I mean,
just...
it's like you look at wizards in classic literature, it's like, how old are you? You could be 800 years old, and it's
you don't know.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. You're a super old
Gandalf
wizard.
Is always around.
Yeah, Gandalf.
He's just been there.
Thousands he just keeps years. Coming back, too.
Yeah, you just change colors. You just, you know, it's like,
Gandalf the pink.
I'm Gandalf the blue. What's up?
Like, I'm tired of this drab.
Is that like the equivalent of the nine lives? They get the full, rainbow?
But you change outfits.
Like, if you're going to, let's get this back to fighting. Going into war and there's, you know, an army, I think Lord of the Rings, you got this knight. That knight's going to take on several people. He's not going one-on-one. He's going one-on-two, one-on-three. The wizard's taking out hundreds of people.
Here's been my problem with wizards, is that they're always all-powerful, but they're always rarely using it.
Yes.
So, like, for instance, if Gandalf is able to, you know, be super powerful, why is it that he'll only use those powers every once in a while? Like,
cast a level 4 fireball?
No, I've never.
Do you know what it takes?
How much mana does that take?
All of it. That's why the wizards have so many vacations.
So can they get killed?
Wizards?
Yeah, in a battlefield, let's say you miss on your fireball. Like, you've been saving up all this energy.
Right.
You fire it. Whoops, I missed. How long till I cast a fireball, and can I be shot by an arrow?
Well, I don't think arrows can get a wizard. It's
got
to be full impaling of usually an animal horn. Or another wizard. Those are the two ways to die. You can't die falling. We
another
learned that
wizard
in Lord of the
can
Rings.
Get you.
What's
or
that?
You said another wizard.
Another wizard can definitely
wait,
get you.
I thought in Lord of the Rings, I thought one of the wizards falls off the big tower. At least in the movie, right?
Yeah. I mean, we see several. No, you can't die from falling. Gandalf
he's still
fell
alive
off
to this day.
See that?
Yes, for sure. He is still alive.
He's still alive.
Saruman.
He's just stuck in the ground.
Yeah.
Well, he's just on the ground.
Just he was the arrow. Into the shield of the ground.
Well, I think we settled all that.
Yeah,
I guess wizard is
choose
what we're going with.
To answer your question, Mike, the average suit of armor is around 55 pounds, but could be up to 100 pounds.
Yeah, good luck. And then you have your weapon. How did this
which your weapon's
work?
Like another...
It's like, I don't know, 10 to 15 pounds?
I mean...
No. Yeah. Is a sword up to 15 pounds?
I don't know. I'm throwing out numbers here.
I got you.
Thank you.
I got you. A broadsword.
Yeah.
Weighs 3 to 5 pounds.
Okay, makes far more sense.
Okay, I mean, when you pick it up, you go, "What does this weigh? 10 to 15 pounds?"
But you're not whipping it around real quick. I mean, you're swinging, you're catching your breath, and you're swinging it again.
People don't fence with broadswords.
No,
on guard.
That's true, and they don't fight in war with fencing swords. You haven't had a whole bunch of people running in there going like...
Just an army of fencers.
Well, because you can't be like, tap, you're out. Tap, tap, tap. You're out.
Someone should have taken this ball off the end of my sword.
I think Rufio tried that and it didn't end well.
No.
Too soon.
You also should R.I.P. not declare you got hooky and then...
Looky, looky.
Before
All
you
right.
get him.
This is ridiculous. All right, we are moving on.
That's a great question.
Have we talked about that before? I feel like we have.
Have we gave about, commentary on the movie Hook?
Yeah, about poor Rufio. About Rufio goes in, he tries to be the hero and get Captain Hook, meets his demise, and then everyone else
forgot about him.
They're just like, whatever, man. They like rolled him into the water and just moved on.
He was their
leader.
Yeah, it was,
and they don't give a crap about
no
Rufio.
No respect at all.
Someone claimed his skateboard and then everybody else
then
moved on.
And then someone claimed his job. It's like, okay, who's up?
They're like, we got Peter Pan now.
Pan the man.
There you go.
Pan the man.
But it wasn't even Pan that took over. Pan was like, yeah, you're too good for Rufio's job. What about that chunky kid?
Oh, yeah. Butterball.
Butterball. Wasn't he the one that...
I don't remember.
I think
they
he's
did.
The
they
new
gave
Rufio.
Him, they did put him back in charge.
My big takeaway was they moved on so fast from Rufio.
They did.
They just celebrated.
From who?
Exactly. Yeah. They celebrated upon his dead body.
That's true. Yeah, they did forget him. There was no ceremony or anything.
No, nothing.
No goodbye.
Well, they didn't have the body anymore. It's in the ocean.
All right.
Don't trip on Rufio.
For those still with us, Bethany from Patreon, the 16-year-old version of you just moved in, and now your new roommate and is... Okay, hold on.
Want to try reading
Let's try
again?
This again. I can read. The 16-year-old version of you just moved in and is now your new roommate. What is the first thing the two of you would fight about? So the 16-year-old version of me just moved in and is my roommate?
Correct.
What would we fight about? This is another way of saying, what was the worst of you at 16?
Mm-hmm. It would probably be girl related for me. I would not want the 16-year-old to have other 16-year-old female friends over. And
she got to shut down the romance.
That would be the fighting.
I imagine that I would not enjoy talking to 16-year-old me, who thought he was right about 100% of everything and never listened and was always upset.
Yeah, and that 16-year-old would be like, man, this guy, this older version.
I think we would both sit in silence and play video games and probably be best friends forever.
It's funny.
And never speak.
Mike's 16-year-old friend would be just fine.
That was my first thought, genuinely. Was like, oh, man, we would play Sim 4 forever. Because I'd be like, oh, you know that game?
He's like, bro, I got the codes from the future. No idea. Unlimited cash.
I mean, we'd be happy playing his games. We'd be happy playing the games today. That was my first thought. Was like, oh, man, we're going to play so many video games.
What about you, Al? How would 16-year-old Al Borland?
That'd be a problem.
I was a lot messier then. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, it would probably have something to do with tidiness.
I did think about that, of like leaving crap out, but I'm not that much better.
I think Al would have a problem with all the police officers just constantly trying to get his younger self for stealing and all sorts of
just leave $5.
Yeah, we've taught you
how you can teach young Al Borland the trick.
New wave thievery, I believe.
When the police officer says, I need that TV, you say, where's my $5?
Because the officer shows up. Hey, son, did you pay for that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And then
you bet I did.
Ah, crap.
Shut the door.
Iron Mike from Patreon. Should milk cover all the cereal, or should cereal form an island on top of the milk? Mm. This is a good question. I wouldn't form it in that exact way, probably. Let's start here. What do you put in first regularly? I'm 100% cereal first.
It is 100% cereal first. If you put the milk in first, that is a sociopath.
There is a reason for it.
Yeah, I had that way of thinking. I always put the cereal in first because it's just that's the order of operations that I was taught, and it was good enough for my dad and my dad's dad, and this is how we did cereal. And the people, I've seen it on the socials. They go milk first, and you put the cereal in, and you think, well, you're breaking the order of operations. This is highly illegal. I alert the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, think about it.
It's worse.
But why? Your cereal stays crispy longer.
There's a couple reasons. Jason,
give me
would you
one.
Like to begin this?
Why don't you start? I'll back
well,
clean up.
Why is yours better? Why the way we have always done it, why is that better? Other than that's the way we've always done it.
I've got real reasons.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, it's saturation, Mike. It's about saturation of milk. Imagine you're eating for a moment a bowl of Chex cereal, maybe some Life cereal.
Are we talking Rice Chex or Corn Chex?
Irrelevant.
Let's go corn.
Let's go corn. You want?
I wouldn't be eating them.
You would.
Okay, let's go rice.
You want a level of permeation. You want the milk to almost create a little, a milk Chex combination that's like. The milk was there to begin with. Like, it's inside the Chex.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely want the cereal to have the experience of the milk. When it's all floating on top, some of it's not even touching. You say,
right.
Rice cereal stays crunchier longer. You know how it stays the crunchiest? No milk.
Yeah, I was going to say, just have some dry cereal.
Pour it in a cup and then eat dry cereal, which is, I mean, don't hear what I'm not saying. That is fine also really delicious. But if you're having...
picks up the milk.
The cereal needs the pre-milk. You don't take an Oreo. You don't take an Oreo and, like, as quick as you can, put it in milk and take it out. And
That's
then take
right.
a bite.
That's
you
right.
put it in the milk and you leave it in the milk to have the magic that happens when milk saturates crunchy things. So you have to put the cereal in first. When you're pouring the milk, I don't just pour it in one spot.
In the center like a volcano?
No, I'm pouring
I
it
actually
over
go center.
All
oh,
of,
a milk volcano.
Well, upgrade. Pour it and get front to back, left to right, top to bottom. Spread that milk
Look,
out.
I'm not saying it's perfect because I've done the big mistake that can happen here is you go too much of the cereal and you don't kind of and so you get soggy because you can't eat it fast enough. So you don't want to put too much in the bowl before the milk. You have to have a balance and it's completely dependent on the cereal of choice.
Oh, yeah. Some get soggier quick.
Yeah. Like Life cereal, which is, by the way, Cinnamon Life, delicious.
So good.
One of the best cereals on earth. That's one that you'd want to not fill the whole bowl. You want to go about half, eat it. I mean, maybe if you can keep up really
That's
fast.
That's what I was going to say. If
bigger
you fill
spoon.
If you fill the whole bowl, you just need to eat faster. You need to be aware of what you've done and say, I'm shoveling now. And, you know, get eaten.
And you
it
can
Mike
eat that
speed.
Fast. You can eat Cinnamon Life very fast.
Do you go, so your silverware, right? There's always little spoon, big spoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's just I've
yes of course
all silverware comes like that.
Yeah, thing we've done forever.
Do you go big spoon?
Of course.
I have never used a big spoon.
I have never. They're way too big.
There's no point
They're too big.
Soup sounds like it'd be great in a big
you
spoon.
You go small spoon.
The big spoon's
guys,
too big.
Guys, open your minds.
No, it's
and
open your
mouths.
You got to like stretch your cheeks out.
Do you know
get
how much more milk you get in per bite?
I'm telling you, there
it's way better, man.
No, I've
you're
tried.
You're cutting the sides of your
look.
Your
I'll
lips.
Make.
You
I'll
know
pour
how
the...
I got these scars.
Yeah, it's because I used the big spoon.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you got to go. I'm not talking about a serving spoon. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I think
your small mouth weirdos.
I am so happy this is coming out because I think the majority of the people are with us, Mike. I really do. I think that
fools.
I think most people do not use the big spoon.
Why do they give us? They're way too big.
They're not too big.
The reason they give you the big spoon.
They're too big.
Al, what do you use?
The small spoon.
Come on!
There are only two purposes to the big spoon. One, scooping something like ice cream. Okay, I'm going to use that.
Wait, do you eat your ice cream with a small spoon?
I use the big spoon to scoop, and then I grab a small spoon to eat.
You eat your ice cream with a small spoon?
I eat everything with the small spoon.
I use the big spoon for everything. There is soups, cereals, ice cream. No wonder I eat so much quantity.
There is nothing I would use the big spoon for.
They're not in there for show, man. Get one out and use it.
There is a second purpose. The second purpose outside of scooping or presenting.
To sell them.
Well, sure. I mean, people want the two. It's display. It's, you know, it's a great look on a table.
Yeah.
But it's also for when you are out of the small spoon. That is the only time I have.
It's a backup spoon and it's bigger?
It is a backup spoon.
And I would rather go.
I've eaten with a serving spoon one time. I've done the cereal because I was out of the spoons.
I will go.
It's a good time.
I will go into the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I will get a dirty small spoon. And I will wash it.
Guys,
I've done that.
Before you use the big spoon?
Before I use a big spoon.
The big spoon is not.
Listen, I'm telling you. You think you like Oreos, right? Then you realize double stuffed Oreos are better. It's the same principle with cereal and the big spoon. You get double the milk per bite.
You're so wrong. When I go to
a
restaurant.
You can barely get any milk in the little spoon.
When I go to a restaurant and they give me that size spoon with my soup, I'm like, well, I can't eat. I got to drink it from the bowl now.
You have got, somebody's got to try this. Al, will you give it a go?
No, he's
probably not.
He's just let us know in the Slack here that when he's out of the little spoons, he goes to the plasticware.
Look, to me,
sure?
Those are,
yeah.
Guys, those are grown up. When I was a kid, I used the kid's spoon.
Never
when
big
I'm
a, spoon.
When I'm a grown up, I use the grown up spoon.
No, that's
what it is. It's kids and grown ups.
That's not a grown up spoon. That's an Andre the Giant spoon.
Yeah. Never big spoon.
He got in with the spoon makers.
Hashtag big spoon.
Hashtag put never it, big spoon.
No. You didn't do hashtag small spoon.
No.
You hashtag never big
because
spoon.
Because that's the truth of it. I will do anything else. I'll use a fork for my cereal.
You guys are
a big
missing
spoon.
Out.
The truth is it's not a small spoon. It's a perfect spoon.
It's a real spoon.
Yes,
you have
thank
a spoon
you.
and a big spoon. Hashtag never
I
big spoon.
This is the final episode of the show. I'm telling you, I will never go small spoon. I've done it before, and I feel like I'm some small ant.
I think you're alone. I'm
not alone.
I mean,
go Al. You got to take a poll of this office.
Yep, yeah, we'll get a poll on Twitter too.
All right. Do we have time for another one of these?
I thought I was the only one, brother.
But the thing is like, I've never really asked.
Because we've lived in the shame of the little spoon.
But we've all experienced how how awful the big spoon
is. It's not awful. It's amazing.
It's so heavy.
It's not heavy.
Oh, man. You gotta put it one side in first in your mouth. And then
What are you guys? You guys buying salad to spoons?
No, it's regular spoons.
All right, listen. All I'm asking, I'll pay for a box of cereal for you. Just do it once.
But what will you pay for the dental bill?
Look, you can have the whole bowl of cereal in one spoonful. It's awesome. All right, we're going to draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Hashtag Big Spoon. All right, we're drafting the coolest fictional monsters. Jason, you have the very first pick. What are you going with? Is there a one-on-one to you?
There is a one-on-one because of the description of the draft. It's the coolest.
Yeah.
And to me, there's one fictional
there's a clear one-on-one.
Monster
really?
Type that is
oh, yeah.
the coolest because... There, it's rare for a monster to be portrayed anything other than just awful and evil and, you know, destroying this thing and killing those people. But this thing is so cool
that it does
all of those terrible things. Sometimes it's the protagonist. I got people riding my monster. I'm taking dragons.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Searched my mind for what the coolest was.
It's a dragon.
It was pretty quick to find the dragon.
Oh, man.
Fire breathing. And let's be honest. I mean, there's movies where that's the main character is the lovable dragon.
Well, you've got me concerned about my number one pick here in the draft already. Because you put a big focus on the cool factor.
Yeah, well, that was the draft title. Coolest fictional monsters.
Well, I
wouldn't worry about that. After that, it's just, these are my favorites.
To me, the coolest fictional monster ever made is the alien from Aliens.
The xenomorph?
The xenomorph. The main alien. It's terrifying. It's unique. I think it's cool.
Yeah. No,
it's not. You can't ride it.
Certainly on my list. You do not want to try to ride a xenomorph.
No.
They'll put a spider in your belly or on your face.
It rides your face. Yes.
And they don't. You know, they don't have fire breathing, but they do breathe another little mouth onto you.
Yeah, and because
it barfs a mouth onto you.
Well, I was thinking that the alien queen, she probably uses the big spoon.
Oh, for sure. Her mouth's gigantic.
Because her mouth has another mouth inside.
But the little mouth uses the little spoons. Yes.
Andy, do you
which
have
is how they're really made. Grown-ups and babies.
Do you have,
you're both babies.
Just a larger mouth than we are aware of?
No, this is not. Everybody can use it. You're intimidated.
Oh, no.
It's a trick of the eye.
It's like my teeth come down on the side of the big spoon. I can't even fit it between my teeth.
I want to know. I hope I go to your house. And I hope you've bought the biggest big spoons that anybody's ever made. And they're not normal big spoons. That's my only hope. But I'm going with the xenomorph, the alien from Aliens.
It's on the list. It's a fantastic monster. All right. So coolness factor, it's definitely in there. These are not the word. I have the two picks, so I don't know which one I actually would want first, but I'll start with this one. I'm going to go with the sandworm from Dune.
Oh, that's so good.
That monster is awesome.
You got a scale there. He's the big spoon of worms.
He is not on my list. I am so disappointed because that monster
is fantastic.
He's planet-sized.
The idea that you have the creature going through the sand like it's water. That's just fun.
That's
by
cool.
Itself.
That's cool.
And then the scope, the overall size of the sandworm. It just
the teeth.
Yes,
the
terrifying.
Teeth that become religious knives. I mean, goodness gracious, that's a great pick.
So I will go with the sandworm.
Is that always called?
What did you say?
Yeah,
they become what?
Religious knives. Have you seen Dune?
Yeah, but
the knives of I forget.
Oh,
the
teeth become used. I got you.
Yeah, the teeth separate by the humans. There's a prophecy of what those teeth knives do.
And with my second pick, I will go. Funny enough, we were talking about pirate ships because I'm going to take the Kraken.
Oh, define what is a Kraken?
So a Kraken is a.
It's what you do with a whip.
Yes. Yes. That's how you start. It's like a. Almost like a giant octopus type creature.
But it's got a big old monster face.
And they're gigantic and they sink your pirate ship.
Okay. So you're going with the Kraken. No, it's good. It's got a good name. That's a great name.
It does. And
branding.
You can release the Kraken.
Oh, you can release it? You can't put it put it away.
You can be a baseball Kraken.
Baseball.
Right? Is that not? Is it?
No, it's hockey.
Oh,
man.
Hockey. Whatever. They're all stupid.
The Seattle Kraken.
I thought you were back to the sound that the bat makes.
Yeah, I thought you were making more jokes.
Just going onomatopoeia.
All right. So you're going with the dune worm?
And the Kraken.
Yeah, yep. Dune worm.
Well, it's all the same. No, there's a name to that, isn't there?
I think they just call it the sandworm, right?
That's good.
No, I'm
that's
not good a name.
Enough. All right. So I have one pick, right? So I'm going to go with what I think is one of the coolest to see visually. It's also immortal. It also looks like the sun. I'm going with the phoenix.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going with the phoenix, the bird that when you kill it, it's just reborn. It can't be killed. It's made of fire.
I love a phoenix. I don't view
it rises from the ashes.
Much as a monster. Has a phoenix ever done anything bad? Because I feel like it can heal.
Oh, do I need to pivot? Is that
not
a monster?
I will allow the phoenix. I'm just saying, like, when I was...
Well, once you said coolest, I started thinking about cool monsters.
Phoenix is cool.
Bad is your perspective. I mean, like, in the Harry Potter, when they're using the phoenix for stuff, I don't think,
I think
Voldemort
there's been
thought
some...
it was very cool.
No.
He
so if you're evil, it's pretty...
Just saying.
I think
one man's monster is another man's
hero. I've heard some rumors about some pretty off the beaten path phoenixes flying around.
And shady stuff?
Yeah, like gangs of women stuff.
Lighting everything on fire, just leaving a trail of fire.
They steal, they don't leave any money.
Ooh, old school stealing.
Yeah.
old school stealing. Classic thief. Shy Halut.
Vintage. It's that's vintage right. Thievery.
The name of the worm is Shy Halut.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf is the name of the famous worm in Dune. So you have drafted Shia LaBeouf and Kraken the Whip.
All right, so I went with the Phoenix. Jason, you get two picks.
All right, well, I'm going to stick with the cool factor because when I saw this monster in cinema the first time, this is just like, whoa.
When did you first see this monster?
20 years ago.
So yeah, it was probably about 20 years ago.
I know
ago.
What it is.
It's a Balrog.
The boxer from Street Fighter.
No, the from the shadows of the deep in Lord of the Rings.
It's like a demon with fire tentacles.
The demon fire monster from Lord of the Rings.
Just looks like a devil thing, right? He's got the horns,
shadow,
he's
and
huge.
Fire.
He's huge.
Yeah, and you know how they combated that? Only a wizard.
That's right.
There was not like get the knight up in here try to fight a Balrog. Well, not happening.
Mostly running.
Fly, you fools.
Yeah, so they ran.
Yeah, and you know who didn't? Who didn't pass? Who shall not pass? The Balrog, thanks to the wizard.
The wizard didn't pass either.
He was fine. he fell a long way, so he was absolutely fine. Just changed colors. All right. So I have...
I found this gray gown while I was falling.
I have dragons and Balrog, the shadow demon from Lord of the Rings. And I'm going to go with I'm going to go name brand here, because this was actually top of my list.
Okay.
When I think of like classic cool monsters, no one's had more movies. No one's been, apparently cool to me is you can be the bad guy and you can be the good guy.
Oh.
But Godzilla?
Godzilla is very neutral.
Godzilla is here to destroy and here to help. So
it's just a matter of perspective.
It's just a matter of perspective. So I will have Godzilla, dragons, and Balrog.
Godzilla he's very classic.
He's just not that cool, man.
Yeah.
Not shaped right.
He's got a laser beam from his mouth.
Yeah, I thought they did a pretty good job. The newest, so they have the Monsterverse, and when in the... where he breathes the fire like directly into the monster's face, that part was pretty cool. You're like, oh, okay, Godzilla's doing some serious
heartburn.
Work there.
Bad heartburn.
Yes. Get that man a Prilosec.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
14
a mint.
And also a way to get his head back on.
All right. So for my third pick, I'm going to go with a simple, cool werewolf.
Oh, werewolf was my next
pick. Was it? Yeah, because...
werewolf is awesome.
I mean, werewolves are, first of all, just in cinema and in story... they have taken kind of different shapes and forms, and just how that werewolf looks. But, you get to be kind of normal for half the time, and then, the full moon comes out and get a little hairy, and one thing leads to another, and you're eating things.
Yeah, and you don't remember any of it.
Yeah. They're very cool.
Werewolves are awesome and vicious, and the only downside for werewolves to me is the werewolf from Harry Potter. It ruined it.
Everything is Harry Potter.
No, I'm just saying that was the worst werewolf.
I don't remember the werewolf.
Good for you, man.
Explain. So
I don't think the werewolf was bad.
The werewolf in that movie.
The shape?
Yeah, there was this skinny, scrawny.
That's what I'm saying. They go look in some literature. They got them all shapes and sizes.
So he needed to eat.
Yeah, he needed to
big spoon some stuff, man. Get it. Get a big spoon, you skinny werewolf. All right, Mike, you're up.
All right, so I got my final two picks. Oh man. So the first one I'm going to go with, I am fascinated by the tale of this monster. I'm going with Krampus. And if you are not familiar with the story of Krampus, it is a European story. Maybe Germany, don't quote me exactly, but essentially what Krampus is he's like the anti-Santa Claus, where if you are a good child, then Santa Claus comes and brings you the presents.
In America, if you're bad, you get coal.
Right. And, but over in where Krampus lives, he shows up, puts you in a bag, and then takes you home and eats you.
Sorry, children. Should have been better. You got eaten by Krampus.
You don't really learn from that as much.
It's, I mean,
you don't get a redo the next year. Cole, you're like, ah, maybe I get presents next year. This one's more of a permanent.
Do you think that's why kids are so bad in America?
Because
they don't get the chances.
They don't get eaten when they're bad.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, one more pick.
All right. So with my final pick, I'm going to go.
Oh, man.
Man. This is tough. I'm going to go with a – sorry, there's so many on the list where, like, if we end the draft and this monster is not selected, it's just – it feels shameful.
You can change that right now.
I can. But I'm going to go with – I'm just going to go good old-fashioned zombies.
Okay.
I love zombie movies. They are my favorite of all the monster-esque type of movies. I mean, turns out that humans, we're the real monsters. It's not actually the zombies. But the idea of
that's just me snoring your social commentary on zombies. I'm sorry. I didn't need the lore lesson, but go on.
But like in movies where it's just the walking zombies, please. The running zombies.
What about swimming?
They're too terrifying.
Have there ever been swimming zombies?
I mean,
the flesh is all probably coming off in the water.
The running zombies can continue to run underwater, I believe.
What about skipping?
Well, no, they're not coordinated enough for
nor happy enough.
But they need to be just slow, very dumb, and just that's where they get you, is there's just so many of them.
Quantity.
And eventually you're overwhelmed.
Yeah. All right. I will go with I'm gonna go with the Demogorgon from Stranger Things.
Oh, that's a great pick.
That's great.
Apparently I'm a big fan of like mostly mouth for a monster face. Because the Demogorgon is just a big old gaping like
it's a flower
fly trap
that opens
of
up
teeth like it will, but it's so crazy, creepy, cool. It's just
it's my final pick. It's difficult, I think, to break into the scene with a new monster,
right?
And have it like change the culture of, well, this is now a monster that we all agree exists now forever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Demogorgon. People that have never watched Stranger Things, you know, whether it be just people who haven't seen it or children,
right?
They know what a Demogorgon is. It's broken into the culture, and I am really sad that was not on my list. Between the Dune Worm and the Demogorgon, those are like, why are they not on my list?
Well, they've been drafted.
Well, I'm saying coming into the draft,
yeah.
I'm disappointed
in
myself.
Kind of a dummy gorgon.
I'm going to go with my final pick.
Are you?
Here. And I'm going to take this monster because, again,
you're going to pay respect?
It's not paying respect. It's just so cool. Honestly, I don't know if I've ever even seen the whole movie. I don't need to. I know how cool this monster is. It's the Predator.
Oh, okay.
The Predator with the dreadlocks, yep. and the
shoulder laser cannon.
Yeah,
the camouflage.
The fact that you could be invisible. I mean, an invisible dreadlocked killer. Come on, that's as cool as monsters get to me.
Well, and then
also has a face that opens up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does, with big old fangs. Really creepy. Glad they don't exist.
Yeah, I'm glad the whole list doesn't exist.
Not the Phoenix. I want a Phoenix for a pet.
Well, that's because it's not a monster.
Yeah, probably. All right, Mike went with Dragon, Balrog, Godzilla, Predator. I have Xenomorph, Phoenix, Werewolf, Demogorgon. Mike has a Sandworm, Kraken, Krampus. He likes that language. Krampus, Kraken, and then the zombie.
It's a good, strong case.
What was left off your list that you said was a shame if it wasn't
the Yeti.
Oh,
okay. I mean, like Bigfoot is the OG.
It's not really a monster.
I always thought the Yeti was it's like the ice Bigfoot.
Yes.
Okay.
But Bigfoot is a Yeti.
But like
the abominable snowman is a Yeti.
I thought they were cousins.
You're telling me you're not putting a leash on that thing and bringing him home?
Bigfoot?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeti. I've seen the Hendersons, you know. They
didn't put a leash on him.
Well, no, but I'm
he
saying.
He was a friend.
He was a free friend.
I put a leash on all my friends. King Kong.
That's a good one.
Dracula.
Yeah.
Pale Man from...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I got a basilisk.
Okay. What's it? Say it again?
I got Hydra. All the necks and heads, cut them off and more grow. And then my personal favorite that I knew would be here at the end, if my list was taken, was Sully from Monsters Inc.
Oh, So I see what you did there.
He's a monster. He's pretty cool. Yeah.
Then I also had
centaurs.
I had the Minotaur on there, and I had the Boogeyman.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because what exactly is the Boogeyman?
Yeah, that's a good final question.
I don't know, but I'm scared of the
Boogeyman.
The
Boogeyman is whatever you're scared of.
I think, the Boogeyman might be made of darkness.
Yeah.
Just like...
Just pure shadow?
Just like a shadow man.
Like that, the paint where it's so black that it just takes all light away.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen a room painted like
good
that?
Good to think about.
I have.
That's where the Boogeyman lives.
Right in there.
Boogeyman painted that room. That's his bedroom.
What did we learn today?
The Boogeyman has a bedroom.
Honestly, I definitely learned that I'm alone in using a giant spoon, apparently, which is the normal spoon to be used.
It is not.
Oh, I will be asking people very shortly.
That's a serving spoon. I learned that if you give money when you steal objects, it's really buying
just purchasing
objects.
Things, yeah.
And for a great deal.
Yeah. I learned I got to figure out how I can hang out with 16-year-old Mike.
You sound so cool.
We're just going to be bros.
All right, that is it for the show. Thank you for tuning in. Please tell your friends if you enjoy the Spitballers podcast. And back with a new one next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.